Hello, and welcome back to another episode of On the Rag. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Molly.
And we are the Sherman Sisters, recording at my house again.
Yeah, and honestly, a good choice because I can see on the monitor my baby is still acting up.
Yeah, and that's your husband's problem.
Had it.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Whatever.
He can handle it.
Go with God.
Go with God. This week, I will be leading us through an incredible issue of Us Weekly. This, to me, is like a platonic ideal 2004 issue. I think we've really hit the stride of 2004. We've stopped talking about Andrew Firestone.
Okay.
We are talking about Donald Trump kind of a lot because of The Apprentice.
Well, you'll recall, I think that was the year that he went on SNL, and I hate to tell you.
Was very funny.
Hit it out of the park.
Yeah, it was a really funny episode.
One of the better episodes.
Yeah.
And I also feel that we are coming up on the What Was Britney Thinking? No, it must have already happened.
What was Britney Thinking? Probably.
Because it was, I think, around the time that she got married.
Oh, probably. We should find that, though.
We should find that, and we should find a way to make it accessible to our listeners.
Yeah. That's a great idea. This week's cover includes, we've got Hilary Duff, Lindsay Lohan, and Misha Barton.
The three Graces.
Exactly. Teens gone wild.
They're actually posed as such.
They really are.
Yeah.
And honestly, Lindsay Lohan looks gorgina on this cover.
She really was so, so pretty. It was such a fine line to walk as a redhead in this period where tanning was so paramount.
She made it work.
She made it work.
It says, older men, all night partying, extreme PDA, just how out of control are Hollywood's sexy young millionaires. And for Hillary, they say, the rare good girl. Lindsay, four-night party spree, and Misha brawls with her bad boy.
Well, all I can tell you is that Hillary was for sure captured by Paps, given a blowjam.
Hillary Duff?
Yes, you remember this?
No.
It was like none of our business. It was right after she got proposed to, I'm pretty sure. But it was like
with her first husband?
I think so.
Oh no.
But there's like, yeah, like telephoto. It's like, there's her head and there it isn't.
I can't believe somebody would be so brazen as to photograph such a delicate moment.
And I think that as a society, we had moved on to the point of like, now why is your perverted ass taking a photo of that?
Right.
And not like, this bad girl.
Right. Exactly. And then along the top, it says, Jen and Brad, battle rumors. Oh. Exclusive interview with Ellen. I cry now because I'm happy. And Olsen's open up about Mary-Kate's weight.
That it was low.
It's extremely low.
Okay, it's like, now surely.
No. So, this is a really excellent one. This was the week that New York Minute came out. There's a review of it in this issue.
I loved that movie.
I saw it in theaters.
There was a punky one.
Yeah, exactly. But before we get into this issue and this week, by the way, for the week of this week.
Right.
For the week of this week.
Would you like to tell us the date?
The number one, May 17th, 2004. The number one movie was Troy.
Oh, okay. Shouldn't be. Not a good movie.
Shouldn't be. And then number one song was Burn by Usher. We have finally moved past, yeah.
Burn was good.
Yeah, was a good one.
Was Confessions Part 2 the third single?
I think that's right.
So we'll probably move into that. If I were to guess, I would say early fall.
Yeah. That was his year.
We talked about it last week, but him and Jude Law, they were just doing victory laps in 2004.
They were just owning it. But before we start talking about this issue in this week.
Mm-hmm. In the world is in that bag.
What you got in that bag? Bitch, what's in your bag this week?
Thank you for asking. Well, you might hear it in my voice. A virus once again darkened our doorway.
Mm-hmm.
I do have my baby in daycare. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally she brings home a little something extra for me. I'm going to start
bonus
vitamin stacking.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to biohack. I'm going to become untoppable because a big part of my personal self-image is that I don't get sick very often.
Yes, same. And I don't know where that comes from, but.
And Protestantism. but it's been a lot lately.
Yeah.
So anyway, the first thing in my bag is, I think it's called, is it Puffs? What do we call the lotion, the Kleenex
Puffs
lotion?
Puffs Plus Lotion?
Puffs Plus Lotion.
Of the nasty commercials with the nose.
Yes, the little nose. That piece of technology dropped when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it switched the game up. She remembered her worth.
Mm-hmm. And the game changed.
And the game changed. I used a non-Kleenex tissue recently, and I was like, disgusting.
Yeah.
Beneath me, made my nose dry. I will only do this one.
I use the cheapy ones from Target for like everyday use.
You good?
Yeah. I mean, I'm good. Like, but I mean, like, I use those for like.
I didn't realize y'all fell on hard times.
I like the boxes.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at a cute toucan one right now.
So I guess that's Kleenex brand. They look like Farm Rio boxes.
Okay.
So I think that's very cute. But when it is time to be serious, not just I need to blow my nose when I wake up, but like all day, then it is time for the Pups Plus session.
May I proffer a solution? And I say this with the prayer that you don't get sick as often as I have been this spring.
Yeah.
Maybe time for a cozy. It might be time for a tissue box cozy so that I can control the aesthetic.
That's very, yeah.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
It might be, yeah, it might be time. That, so we talked about this recently too, but the other piece of cold technology that's really, I would say, game-changing are the shower tablets.
I love those.
They're so good.
They're so good. Is that in your bag as well, or are you just
I just wanted to give a shout-out to that.
Honorable mention. Yeah, those are really...
My bag this week is so boring, you wouldn't believe it. The next thing is the Raspberry Nectarine Waterloos. This one is new to the shelf, girlies. Run, don't walk.
Okay.
I find that one.
Where'd you get it, Target or H-E-B?
H-E-B.
Okay. Sometimes you know those flavors are only available at specialty stores.
They soft launched them at Target, I feel.
Okay, yeah.
That one and the ginger lime are ones that...
are really special.
I would say so. We keep... the ginger lime is a staple in our house. So we buy 2 boxes of Waterloo every week. Yes, we are rich.
And we buy 3 boxes of LaCroix, but I'm like, why are we doing that? That's just habit. I think we should just switch over to the Waterloos.
They're better. Every week we got to get the ginger lime, and then we'll swap out whatever the other flavor
is.
That's
so nice.
It's like my shower beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a nice... and the fizz on a Waterloo is...
their fizz is unbeatable.
It's great.
The last thing in my bag, and it's a little big to fit in my bag, is that I ordered a Walk and Pay Aid.
Yeah.
I've been using it at work a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
I was so impressed when I saw it the other day. It's very compact.
Yeah, you can get them on Amazon for a song.
It's like, I don't know $150. Why I thought it was so much bigger than it actually is.
No, it's pretty compact. It's like 4 feet.
Okay.
Of like walking space, and it goes up to 4 miles an hour.
I want one because it gets too hot.
It's the thing about Texas is it is too hot. Mm-hmm. And I like that I can just sort of like do my little tasks, reply to Slacks and stuff, and not feel like I'm sitting.
Or watch Vanderpump Rules.
I should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I can wheel it.
Yeah.
I can wheel it around.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have you seen the girlies that do, I think it was like, you know, everybody's trying to make like a branded TM thing that they like own on TikTok, but some girl made her thing Cozy Cardio at the beginning of the year. And she would put her walking pad in her living room and like light some candles and get some like mood lighting and turn on a movie and just like be cozy while she walked.
I have to tell you that 24 Hour Fitness Gold's Gym came up with this a while ago with Cardio Cinema.
Yeah.
It's where I actually saw 9 to 5 for the first time.
Oh, I've still never seen it.
That's weird. You need to do that.
Okay, I should watch it.
Yeah, it's kind of...
I also got to watch Big Business.
You do need to watch Big Business. But I would start with 9 to 5.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah, and part of the Lily Tomlin Criterion Collection.
I do love her.
She's great.
She's great.
That concludes what's in my bag this week. Would you like to tell me what's in yours?
Of course. I would happily tell you what's in my bag. Number one in my bag this week is a book I've finished, an audiobook actually, called Our Wives Under the Sea by Julia Armfield.
Mm-hmm.
I had seen... my red-haired TikTok girly, Nicole, she's talking about
good.
This. She is so good.
I haven't read
good.
Anything she's recommended yet, but they always seem like something I want.
Oh my God. I've read like 3 or 4 things on her recommendation, and every one of them has been a banger. So like, I trust her.
Yeah, she was.
It was a really cool book. Basically, the premise is that there's a lesbian couple, and one of them is a deep-sea diver, and she goes on this like submersible mission that's supposed to last 30 days. But it ends up lasting like 6 months or something. So they're stuck underwater because the control panel goes out.
Oh.
And so it alternates between her kind of narrating what happened during that time. It's like her diary.
Mm-hmm.
And then her wife, once she's back. Hello.
Okay, this is a very residential area, you'll find.
When people do this, I'm like, okay, did you get the clicks? Did you get the likes?
I'm saying.
Anyway, sorry. And then the other, it's her wife talking about like the ways that she's changed since she came back. And it's kind of like amusing on the concept of a sea change. Like her physical body actually changes as a result of this experience. It's very weird. It was a very short read. It was pretty. It was a really pretty book.
May I ask, has it been a year since the submersible?
You know what? When did that happen? No way to know. We're in a Wi-Fi blackout in my room for some reason. Oh my
god. And now I've never needed to know anything so bad. And what was the name of the vessel?
It was the Titan submersible. I think it was like last spring, I want to say.
I know that. And I feel that it was pre-Cabo.
Uh-huh.
First trimester.
Yeah.
The things that fuel you. Yeah. You know?
Boy, I was having so much fun with those memes, and then it turned out,
whoops. I know, it couldn't have been any worse. You know what? It was June 18th.
Wow.
When it imploded.
We're coming up on it.
Yeah. Happy anniversary to something that really brought this country together.
It really did. Do you remember all those memes where, not memes, like TikTok videos where people who, I guess, purported to be experts on the subject would be like, here's what they're likely experiencing right now if they're still alive. And it was like,
when they show
the
people,
lights are out. It's completely dark under the sea. They can't hear anything except for pounding on the side. I was like, absolutely not.
It was like an absolutely wonderful time for speculative fiction.
Totally.
But also when people, someone like did an animation to show what it looked like when they imploded. It was like, jeez Louise.
Yeah. Gross.
Gross, but also I have to imagine probably, this is going to sound crazy, but probably one of the best ways to go.
Just death sneaking up on you.
It probably happened faster than anyone could.
Yes. That's what they were saying. Like,
have any, you know,
like before their brains could register what was happening, they were already gone. I'm like, okay, that's
fine.
But
the fact that you turned to fish chum.
Oh, God, I know.
Mm. Like that, there was probably not a single recognizable feature.
Mm-mm.
That's crazy.
I think they found some fingers or something. I want to say.
Yuck, bro.
Yuck, I know. I could have made that up.
Sorry to take us down a path.
Yeah.
But happy birthday, Titan Submersible. I put that in Clover's baby book where it was like, what happened the year that you were born? And I was like, baby, the Titan Submersible.
That is the story. Look at
that.
That
was
girl.
The big story.
Oh my God. Second thing in my bag is some green big buckle Birkenstocks.
Say that one more time.
Green big buckle Birkenstocks.
Yes.
I got those for Mother's Day from my husband and children. And I've worn them every day since.
Hell yeah.
They're really fun. I haven't had a pair of Birks in a couple of years.
Oh, welcome to the damn club.
And I forgot how much
I
enjoy them.
Yeah, they're so comfortable.
They're so comfy. They're
I have my summer Birks and my winter Birks.
Okay. I need to get, I gotta
get some
clogs this year.
Yeah.
And third thing in my bag is a TikTok audio that I just find delightful. There's a couple of them, actually.
I can't believe it's taken this long to get to a TikTok audio. But it's in my bag.
I like baked beans cold from the tin.
That's the one? I thought it was going to be, they have dinner parties.
They have dinner parties to go to. They need new clothes. Joanna Lumley. And this, like, I don't know who this old man is, but he is so clearly flirting with her, and it's like, good luck, bud. Joanna Lumley has something.
She has all of the ingredients, and then something else. They put MSG in there. They put Bint in there. I don't know, girl.
God really made her with both of his hands.
Yeah. Someone commented, like, what you fail to realize is that everything Joanna Lumley says sounds like foreplay. And, like, when Craig and I watched Joanna Lumley's Silk Road, we were like,
like, is it hot in here?
The way that she talked to people, her joie de vivre, her, just generally the way she shows up to things, I'm like, that is exactly what I want to be.
She's simply hot.
And she is my birthday twin.
Oh, that's right.
Hermie and Katya.
God dang. I don't have anybody cool.
Don't they kind of look alike?
They do.
Yeah.
And you do too. Three
Thank
triplets.
Three natural blondes.
I don't have very cool birthday twins. I have Tim Robinson. He's cool.
He is cool.
And Joan Collins. Very fabulous.
I think those are both Diva. Solid answers.
But then it's Jewel and Drew Carey.
Okay, well, you need to really examine the attitude you just applied to Jewel's name. Because that is the woman who wrote Standing Still.
That's true. That is a good song.
One of the best song, like a devastating song to hear in public.
So true.
The way I want to throw ass and cry. She said, who wants me like I want you, and then drop the damn beat.
I thought she said, do you want me like
I
want
you. No, I think it was
you.
A who.
Okay, interesting.
Maybe it is a do. I never mean
do
it.
Do you want me? That's what I thought she was saying.
I think she says a couple different ones, but I
that
could be
is
wrong.
Such a good song. Damn.
No, am I wrong?
That was a good pull.
Unbelievable song.
It's a great song. Yeah. I'm gonna listen to that when you leave.
As well you should, friend. I'm gonna listen to it on the way home.
It's a good one. All right. Should we get into this issue?
Yeah, you've taken a lot of notes, and me and my voice are ready to
you
rest.
You know what? And there's so much that I was like, I'm sure there's something of interest on this page, but I'm just, in the interest of brevity, going to have to skip it.
You have to do that sometimes. Sometimes
it's an editor's eye, an editrix's eye, as they say.
They do say that, don't they?
They do call them editrixes. Editrices? I don't know. Let me find.
It is a gender neutral term.
I know. No, they used the word editrix the other day on in this magazine.
Did they seriously?
About J-Lo and Anna Wintour.
The editrix.
Her feud with the Vogue editrix.
What is the tricks?
It's like Tress.
Okay, so it is a female.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the word I'm looking for? Appendage?
Yes, yeah, for sure. Okay. Okay, first cover story is Hot Stuff by Mark S. Malkin.
Okay.
Jen and Brad's Wild Week, How the Rumors Got Started. Mr. and Mrs. Pitt Split, How One Very Inaccurate Story Had Hollywood Buzzing. So apparently, somebody in like their inner circle said, word was he and Jen were kaput.
I wonder if they were at this time. Do we know the official timeline in the rear view?
I don't actually, but it looks like this week, Aniston was on a taped segment on Oprah on May 3rd. I guess it was last week or 2 weeks ago. Where she like said, hi, baby, I love you to him. And he called her no secrets and fantastic that way. And also there was something really sweet that he said. It was like, she is the fire we all crowd around for warmth, which I was like, that's really sweet. That's nice thing to say.
A devastating thing to say about someone you're going to cheat on.
And probably already had cheated on by this point. Yeah. And then when he was on Good Morning America, they showed, videotape of Jen Aniston saying that she wants a family with him, and they showed him the videotape on the interview, and he was like clearly touched and like moved by it. So this is like, it's interesting to see the meta narrative here, where it's like, you know, the tabloids are both saying like, are they cheating? And then like, no. And anybody that's saying that they're cheating is wrong.
Loves to run a you don't know Kiki kind of story.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Where it's like a very credible rumor. They're like, who said? No.
Right. Exactly.
Not me.
Even though they are often the ones with the bellows, just like absolutely making the fires bigger. So
crazy. 20 years out, I'm still very sad for her. And you know, maybe too. Like she, I don't know what the relationship was, if she wanted it to continue. Like,
right.
Who knows?
Yeah. But it's a shame.
Bummer.
I'm going to come back to the best cover stories. So the worst one is about Ellen. So her new show, the Ellen DeGeneres show, started, and they have this interesting, like her typical day. This job is a cakewalk and I deserve it.
You would be great at daytime television.
Thank you.
I really mean that.
Thank you.
When I've been rewatching the other two and Pat's character, I'm like, now this is a Lindsay type.
I do see myself in Pat, unfortunately. She's just so
indefatigable.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to do it. So yeah, it says every day Ellen wakes up at 7:30 or 8 and then does yoga or a cardio. She doesn't have to show up in the studio until 10 a.m. At which point she eats breakfast, which is eggs, fruit, and greens plus a vitamin supplement.
Oh, wait. Is that the shit that mom made me take when I was a vegetarian?
Is it this one?
Let me see.
Jonas, you took juice plus.
Ugh. It made me barf. Maybe barf my 100-calorie muffin pack.
It was an MLM, too.
Yeah, I think so. Mom obviously was, like, sorry, too smart to ever end up in a downline. But, like, if the product's good, the product's good.
Yeah, but she was a big, like, believer in, well, my daughter is only eating cheese and bread, so I have to give her these greens in capsule form. No,
that's fair.
From 10:30 to 11:30, she worked on the monologue with 5 writers. It takes you guys an hour to write a monologue. It's like 5 minutes.
Well, are you watching the new season of Hacks?
Yes.
The way that they pulled together like the late night bits, like literally minutes before the show, I was like, is that really how it be doing?
I hope not. But I mean, like, this seems like a cush job that Ellen has.
Ellen had the greatest job in the world, and she fumbled the bag by being a bitch to everyone she ever met.
I know. She taped the show at 4:30 and then was leaving for home by 5:30. So she was only in the studio for 7.5 hours.
She moved to Montecito at some point, and I think she would record. She only did like 4 days a week, right?
I think so. And I always thought that they recorded a couple of episodes at a time, but maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. I don't know. But here's the thing. So she shows up at 10, right? And then she leaves at 4:30.
5:30. So it's like almost a full work day.
I guess my question is, did she take a helicopter home?
I don't know.
Because that is like an hour and a half drive.
She probably did. That bitch. Also, because like part of her day, part of her schedule is
I'm such a hater because I really can't think of anything I'd rather be doing.
I know.
I would love to host a damn show.
Right. Like Drew Barrymore is living the dream.
She is. She's catching heat right now. The Momola thing really pushed everyone a little bit too far, I think.
The thing is, I'm like, at what point did anybody ever think she wasn't a little bit clueless?
Yeah, I think people are mad that she crossed the picket line, into which I say, okay. I'm not in show business. It's none of my business.
None of my business. I'll let you
generally not out. A good move.
Right.
I hate to be a detractor in my girl's day.
Right. But. No, for sure. That was not her best move. But so the it says, yep, she's happy. Lesbian, schmesbian.
I love the yep comma that's permanently attached to Ellen.
Yep, I'm gay. Lesbian, schmesbian. Ellen's most shocking revelation these days is life is good.
Was she with Princess Portia?
No, this is Hedison, Alexandra Hedison, an actress / photographer.
Okay, we don't know her.
This was after Anne Heche and before her current.
She said Portia de Rossi.
Portia de Rossi. I don't know why that just
you literally recently were like, Portia's one of the best people on the planet.
No. I just think she's a brat.
Best friends.
I think she's a brat.
And yeah, she's a big old ponytail brat.
One of the funniest when things
I
a girl can be.
See her, I think of the emoji for Leo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
just little pony, little high pony. You know what I mean? It.
And she also played a Lindsay on TV.
That's true.
And there's not very many fictional Lindsays. There's her and Lindsay Weir.
That's true.
I feel that the name Molly is overrepresented in fiction and in the creative arts compared to everything else.
Yes, I think I told you with my friend Anna had to put together a buyer profile for her job, and it was like the creative hobbyist. She named it Molly, and I was like, well,
there's like two or three famous like calligraphy artists who are Molly.
I think it's such an unserious name that people are like, let me be a wackadoo.
I love the name.
Well, I think it's a great name.
Famously, I chose it for you.
Well, and I have stake in Lindsay being represented now. It's my daughter's middle name.
Yeah, of course. So now you're rooting for it.
Now I'm rooting. And prior to this point, I've been rooting for your downfall.
To whom it may concern. I've been praying on your downfall. Now, my favorite cover story, which is the bad gals. Young, bad, and beautiful.
Bad and beautiful.
Now, honestly, this one is like almost all killer, no filler. But so they've got, for each of them, their name, their age, why she's hot, naughty nights, whatever, diva antics, and
diva
wild love.
Diva antics?
Yeah. So with Lindsay Lohan, her diva antics, earlier this year, she covered up a rental car fender bender, and at a photo shoot, she demanded a Cadillac Escalade over the usual town car. Says a source, she racked up a $1,400 bill. Misha Barton was 18 years old. Freshly 18. And her thing is, it says, Misha is aloof. She doesn't try to make friends, a source tells us. A source on the OC set adds, she screams at her mother in front of the cast and crew all the time.
Well, that's her mother's fault for not whooping her ass. I
Famously, we
But I'm such a hater.
I was like, that's
it was not literally even... just Mother's Day. And I'm like, well, her mother really messed up. The girls that yell at their mom, I'm like, something is wrong with you.
Right.
Like, what is your damn deal? You should never yell at your mother.
I mean, when you're 13 or 14, that's one thing. But when you're 18, you should move past that.
When you're 13 or 14, it's also, like, very easy to apply a consequence there. So that you're not doing it when you're 18. Your mother's been through enough.
And obviously her mom had, like, moved to help be her momager. So it's like, be nice, girl. She's managing your career.
Look at me. Her mom should whoop her ass. I'm, like, never going to hit my kid.
I know. It's like, not whoop her ass. But, you know,
there's many ways to whoop an ass. And I would say just imposing a consequence for speaking disrespectfully to someone.
Totally. So they've got Scarlett Johansson. Hers is kind of like, whatever. It's like, oh, she's in the Pussycat Dolls. And also, it does talk about how she's got a thing for much older men. Because you remember...
Oh, I said, I'm sure, girl. She is so, like, a woman designed by men.
Very that. She breasted boobily.
She titted breastily, breasted boobily.
If y'all don't know what we're talking about, there was a tweet from a long time ago that was like, men, or maybe it was a... Tumblr post.
We talked about this a few episodes.
I think we have, like, yeah. Men writing a female character, and it was like, she breasted boobily. Yeah. Upstairs.
I've been thinking about that so much now that I've got boobs.
It's so
I'm
funny.
I'm so much happier now that I have boobs.
And she titted downwards. So, yeah. But basically, they were like, she had made out with Benicio del Toro at Chateau Marmont. And he was 37 and she was 19.
Chateau Marmont.
Chateau Marmont. And then it.
Wait, sorry, run those ages past me one
37
more time.
37 and 19.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Jail.
Exactly.
At the same time, though, I've seen Benicio del Toro.
And you're like, who?
I can't. Like, that's the thing when these girls, you know, when I don't know. There's the whole. We've talked about this so much, but the age difference of it all, it's like the men are wrong. But I also know that if I were 18,
I would delude myself into being like, no, this was my choice.
Yeah, it might have been,
without thinking about.
Yeah, but then it's like, at 18, I would have.
You don't know the whole landscape when you're 18.
You just don't know shit.
You don't know shit.
You just don't know shit, for sure.
But in this issue, they're also talking about her hanging out with Jared Leto.
Humiliating.
Yeah. Who was 32.
Of course she was.
That man is 52 years old now.
Who was it that turned 25 recently? Was it Sabrina Carpenter? Who?
Yes, yes. And she had that Leonardo DiCaprio thing on her cake that said, no, don't turn 25, you're so sexy.
That's funny.
That is so funny.
She's got, those lyrics are so bratty and so mean and espresso. And also, that me espresso is so silly.
It's such a stupid song, but boy, it's a song
and,
of the summer
the
for me.
The song is, let's be clear, a copy-paste of Feels by Calvin Harris.
I don't care.
That
I
being
can't
said,
relate to desperation.
I heard that line and I was like, I kind of get that.
Period.
The rest of it, like, sorry about your ex. I don't know.
No.
I don't mess with that.
No,
I don't
no.
think about my husband's exes. They were.
I'm working late.
That was high school.
Because I'm a singer. Okay, we've also got Avril Lavigne, which is pretty funny.
She actually, I don't think, hardly ever behaved poorly.
Well, she was just kind of a brat. So she was using her cousin's fake ID to get into the club. But it's also like
that's
in Canada, she could have just gone to the
right.
club. But her diva antics is that the Canadian crooner, okay.
Chanteuse.
Has dissed Christina Aguilera, duh. And when Hilary Duff allegedly blasted Lavigne for not respecting her own fans, Lavigne called Halo-worthy Hilary a bitch. But this
it's
right
so,
here.
Oh, I love teen girls so much.
I do too.
Like someone insults me and I'm just straight to, you're a bitch.
This little, like, inset, I absolutely killed
You've
me.
You've got to upload that ASAP,
I
Lindsay.
Sent it to Molly earlier. So they've got this thing that's why teen stars rebel. Teenage rebellion is a normal mechanism for developing independence, says psychologist Dr. Peter Favaro. But teenage stars are dangerously susceptible to their own public relations myths. When they're treated like adults, it reinforces this idea that they're an exception to the rules, said Favaro. They think, of course my parents could never understand me. I'm unique, and get a distorted view of life. At no point in that did they mention the individual whose photo they inset.
You would never guess this in a million years.
You're never going to guess it. It's a Sigmund
Three,
Freud.
3, 2, 1, Sigmund Freud.
They're like psychologists. Okay, I got it. Like, why? Why bother?
It's so good.
It's so good.
So stupid. I love it so much.
It's so, like, no thoughts, just vibes.
The way that I don't want you to become self-conscious about this, it really is a compliment. I've never met a faster reader out loud in my life.
You read really fast.
It takes me back so much to, like, car rides with you when you're like, hey, guys, everyone, can you pause the Grisham tape?
Gotta read this horrible
Some information
history
just came across my desk. Let me, at breakneck speed, John Michael Montgomery style, yeah. read you these two pages about the Tudors.
It was fascinating. I distinctly remember reading the whole saga of Mary Queen of Scots out loud to you guys. And I know y'all were like, can we wrap
no, up? I just remember thinking, like, how can her mouth move that fast? Her mouth and her brain are like a pair of feet. Like, they're just in lockstep.
You know what's funny though? I think I literally, it takes me a little while in the day to warm up to that because I do Pimsleur Italian in the car
yeah,
in the mornings
you do.
Sometimes. And I feel like
you are
I'm
so
like,
European trinkets.
That I really
is your
am.
That it's not clean girl. It's not office siren. It's European trinkets.
Exactly. So I'm like my tongue is like too lazy to say the words correctly some mornings, and I'm like blah, 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 blah. Like I need to do vocal exercises or something to get there.
Well, I'm not worried about it.
Oh yeah, I'll get there. It's fine. Anyways, I thought that was a really funny little stupid cover story. I love
when they like have a good clear structure to their stories where it's like, okay, well, every person gets their day and we have 4 points.
Yes.
And one of them will be Diva Antics, obviously.
And naturally, yeah. And then like...
Naturally.
Yeah, of course. Like Wild Nights. And then the other last cover story is Mary-Kate too skinny? And the
obviously,
answer is...
yes, next.
Of course. Yes, she is. She was so... I don't know if you ever fell into the... Sorry... you know, trigger warning, pro Anna, pro Mia.
Yes. Not as like a fan, but, I had a true enemy. What do you call it?
A nemesis.
Nemesis. I was going to say, didn't Roxane Gay talk about how it's like important to have a nemesis? And we come to find out it's Retta.
Oh, is it? Retta is her nemesis?
Yes. The rumor on the internet was that Retta was her nemesis.
Okay. I'm taking team Retta on this.
No,
one.
I don't think Retta thinks about Roxane Gay at all.
Yeah. She's so funny, too.
Right.
Do you remember her stand-up special on Comedy Central?
Yeah, where she got the soap stuck under her titty. Yeah, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
This is the soap with which I am to wash. Aww. All of me.
I guess another tick we've gotten is,
we have so many burgable ticks.
No.
Burgable.
You are adding syllables left and right today.
This is what happens when you talk too fast.
There's not enough words for me. Let me complicate them.
Alexander wept for their own.
What were we? Hold on. I had a point.
Promia. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I used to creep on this girl, Zanga. And you've heard me.
Oh, we've all been there.
You've heard me drop this girl's name before. I think the problem was that we actually had too many overlapping interests, and we were both such pick-me's that it felt like she was encroaching on my territory.
Right.
But also
competitive analysis.
I felt that she was just kind of like a lame striver in a lot of ways. So I used to. I could tell you her Zanga.
Handle?
You are still. Wow. I won't do it.
Yeah.
I won't tell you her name either.
Yeah.
I would hate poem about her one time. I did not like this girl.
You channeled it.
And you know what? We talked to each other once and it was extremely, there are a lot of people at Versailles today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we both, it was like mutual on site. The hormones make you crazy.
We literally did have there are a lot of people at Versailles today.
Yeah, that somebody, was another enemy of mine.
I was going to say.
we were romantic rivals. This girl and I were romantic rivals that summer specifically.
Yeah.
I was winning because she didn't care. It's a hard place to be. But yeah, no, I ran into her at Versailles and it was there are a lot of people at Versailles today, but that's a different girl. So anyway, the girl that in junior high was my nemesis, she was deeply entrenched in pro Anna. And now I should look back and be like, yikes, I can't believe I ever beefed with that girl, because not me. Not once did I ever have the discipline required.
What I did instead was, I'm just gonna have 100 calorie packs of things. And if you only have 12 of those a day,
I did soft 75 on that.
yeah
that, I truly did think about like my day divided into 100 calorie packs.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that was I was nutrient deficient in every possible nutrient by the end of the day,
for sure.
My blood was Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, definitely. I was eating those Lean Cuisines pretty regularly, or those
maybe
healthy
the microplastics. We have extra microplastics. You and me
do.
Yes, there was the one that was the balsamic chicken pasta.
It was so tasty for that
kind
of meal.
I could taste it in my mouth right now. Those tomatoes were flaccid from the jump. There was no bite to them. In the least, it might as well have just been tomato skin. The chicken was rubbery.
Yeah.
And it was like 3/4 of a cup of like pasta. And we were like,
I remember us eating that one night and watching, was it Perfume when mom and dad were out of town?
Probably.
And then we were like, but we've earned a little treat. So we split a box of Raisinets.
Lindsay. And then like, fast forward 20 years, you and I are like absolutely blizzy blazed.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
I will have my 30th Tootsie Roll now. Thank you.
30 is so conservative.
Conservative read on
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes I'm like, my mouth is getting sore.
And you know what? I look better than I ever did in high school.
Period. Because I'm eating Tootsie Rolls is like mewing, I think. Yeah. It's an exercise for your jaw.
All this I owe to Tootsie Rolls.
Period. Okay, so...
So, yeah, she's too skinny for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It was like...
What could have possibly pushed her to this point? What in the culture could have done this?
One thing that this issue or this article talks about, though, is the fact that they hosted SNL on May 15th, which was supposed to be their prom night, and that was my prom night.
They're so Geminis, like, too, aren't they?
They are indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so on the nose for twins.
Twins always have to be.
But so I'm like, oh yeah, May 15th was my prom night too, then. 2004. And Nick Lachey sang at it. So yeah.
Another heavy in this circle.
Yeah, exactly. And he comes up in this issue.
We're only at the covers. Jeez. Okay, I gotta shut up.
We're gonna start pushing. It's okay. We're doing great on time. Okay. Now on to fashion. The red carpet page is Nude Attitude. And honestly, this is...
Hate it.
I think everybody looks pretty good, to be honest. I don't love the color. But like... Rebecca Romaine Stamos looks gorgina. She looks like she's wearing like a slit dress. Mm-hmm. Angelina Jolie, like...
That is such a Fifi Dobson dress.
It is. And it's the kind of thing that, like, she's wearing this because she's like, this would look so ugly on you hoes.
No. Oh, she's so right. You know what I mean? And she's so right.
It's a challenge dress. And she's like, and I still look good.
Claire Danes and Selma Blair, 8, 8, 8.
They
munched.
Yeah, they look.
She looks like a ballet slipper.
She looks so beautiful. Oh my God. And the hair and makeup are just
really. It's an Alexander McQueen dress with like a lace up, like a thick, like 1.5 inch ribbon.
It was at the Met Gala. The theme was Dangerous Liaisons.
Booty. Oh, that's great. Perfect for Dangerous Liaisons.
This is Benjamin Bratt's wife, Talisa Soto.
Wow, they're same hot.
They are. Yeah.
Wow, they actually look related, if I'm being honest with you.
It's really true. Selma Blair looks gorgina. She was at the Hellboy opening.
That's what she wore to the Hellboy opening?
You're doing too much.
That's exactly too much.
And then, yeah, here's J-Lo at the Man on Fire premiere, and she looks really beautiful. She wears nude.
I was going to say, an earth tone on J-Lo. It's gilding the lily. It's
peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. She looks really good.
It's a color that is very tricky for me to wear, personally.
Did you see that sand dress on Tyla?
No.
At the Met Gala?
Uh-uh.
I'm trying to remember who did it. There's a fabric base, but it's, like, there's a sand application on top. It looked really cool.
Oh, that's very cool. I was thinking, when you said sand, I was like, oh, like a worm. Like, when...
like, it's... Yeah, it
gave... Remember when Heidi Klum was a worm?
It gave that a little bit.
What a weirdo. I love her.
She's hot enough to be that kind of weird without us noticing that something's off.
Yeah. Next in the fashion is, I think, a really hideous page. Pretty Prints at Every Price. And it's, I think we did something very similar to this a couple weeks ago, but it's like Poochie Print knockoffs. All of it is so
this
loud.
This page, every time, the star style, it's actually hard for me to digest a single item on it.
It's too much. They're like thematically grouped. And in this case, it's all... paisley. So it's like a very
hyper saturated large detail paisley that I actually at the time I thought nothing was cooler than this.
Yeah, definitely
some of them.
And now I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? What was Brittany thinking? Okay Fashion Police. This is so silly to me because they've got Amber Valletta here, but it's at the Met Gala.
Yes, but actually last week in Us Weekly, you and I talked because there was a feature on Amber Valletta and Anne Heche's hair and how cool they were.
Right.
And I'm here, like, they are actually getting sold out to the Fashion Police.
This is so on point for the Met Gala.
No, it's perfect.
For the Dangerous Liaisons.
Stephen
Kojikoru. Do you remember him?
Pronounce it. Yeah, I think he looks great. I don't know why they're using him.
I know, I love...
They had a vendetta against Gold LeMay.
I guess so, too. It's like gold satin. He looks good. I think he is such a weird individual. He looks like Steven Tyler.
Yes. He and Bobby Trendy were such a specific kind of guy.
Yes, yeah. And then they've got Linda Evangelista, who, again, looks incredible. And she's at the Met Gala as well. Y'all just leave it alone. Look of the Week was Molly Sims. She does look gorgeous. When Bad Clothes Happen to Good People is Kristen Davis, and she does look really stupid. It's giving a little bit Cruella de Vil.
It is.
She's wearing like a little shrug.
Why are they mad at Amber Valletta and Anne Heche? They look cool.
Because they've got excess beauty. Simply
I
that.
I suppose so.
And then final fashion is camo. Oh, no.
I agree. There's no place for it in the culture. Goodbye.
I hate camo. And these are all really bad ones, especially Joy Bryant, who is wearing it head to toe, and they're different camos, including her tights.
You know what? I'm just realizing I bought a camo hat from my gym 2 years ago, and because I wear a hat to the gym. It's part of my thing. And I gave a homeless woman money one time while I was wearing it, and she thanked me for my service.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Stolen valor.
It felt very Janice Ian, comma.
Very that. Okay. Now on to couples.
Important.
And we're going to talk about Reese and Ryan living separate lives. And I can't remember when they divorced.
It has to be upcoming.
But yeah, he was...
He seemed checked out visually from their children in a lot of the photos, which I understand is not necessarily a fair read, but...
No, but, like, she had just been filming Vanity Fair away from him for a long time, and then he was away filming something else...
And cheating on her.
And she was having lunch with Deborah Kaplan, who was Brecken Meyer's wife. I don't think they're still married either, but... and apparently they were, because Brecken Meyer and Ryan Phillippe were close friends. So she was like, I guess I'll get together with his friend's wife while he's out of town.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, I just would like to find a timeline of their relationship at some point. But that's really all there is to say about them. Scarlett and Jared, new fling. This man is way too old for her. But when has that ever stopped him? And,
what is he wearing?
He's wearing a shirt that says Shaolin Temple, and then he's got a hat pulled down way over his eyes.
It's like a Wu
Hei. Is that a breathalyzer?
May I see?
Yeah, on his car thing?
Without knowing, really, it does appear, like, if I were to guess what a breathalyzer in a car would look like, I would guess that.
It's like a little tube hanging in his car. Interesting.
You do gotta give it to him. He's an incredibly pretty guy.
He's so pretty.
It's a pleasing face
to look at. Well, and unfortunately, he still looks kind of like that.
Yeah, he's really not aging, which makes me feel like there's something incredibly devious and evil happening.
Oh, there's gonna be a documentary about him in 15 years, I guarantee.
The thing about Scarlett Johansson, too, is that she is a truly great beauty.
She really is, yeah.
It's why her doing the annoying shit she does makes it just pack a harder punch, because I can't write her off as a loser. She's just a girl who is wasting her beauty being a boy's girl.
Absolutely. And you hate to see that, because it's like, come to the good side, girly pop. Like,
I know. I don't know what she could do to engender trust in me at this point.
I don't really know.
And it's so important to have my trust, specifically.
I don't know that she
can do it. If you want to make it in this industry, babe,
you've got to
court the Molly market.
The old Molly Sherman sign off. Okay. Happy 22nd birthday to Kiki. There's a whole spread about her 22nd birthday celebrating with Jake Gyllenhaal and their dog Atticus, a German shepherd. Who is really cute. And then, but she had that cute short hair in this era.
Yeah, it looked great on her.
I just really love her.
No, she's a woman for the ages.
I will never tire of you, Kirsten Dunst, the woman that you are.
You will always be famous.
If you have no fans, I'm dead. Mm-hmm. You know? Then they've got a little spread on disinterested kissers.
Did they bring in a body language expert?
They did indeed.
Yeah, they
They've got body language expert Dr. Lillian Glass. And they've got photos of... I didn't realize that Nick Carter had dated Paris Hilton, but he's not... in the kiss, like he's like looking away. And then they've got the famous Ben Affleck and J-Lo one where he's like clearly bored giving her a smooch,
right?
And then they said the pre-split kiss offs they've got Tom Cruise and Penelope Cruz, and then John and Rebecca Romijn Stamos, and they had since divorced. So
the wild inferences we make based off of people's public lives, though, is so fascinating.
Isn't it nuts?
Now
it's time for love lives. Ding. We've got Carmen Electra and Dave Navarro, absolutely cursed couple.
Living Moss.
Yeah, Living Moss.
He is such a dork, dude.
Yes, their whole thing is so corny.
Because you know Craig and I watched that tattoo show for like a smooth 3 weeks. Like,
oh, he hosted it, right?
Yeah, Ink Master. And he's like got negative charisma when he has to talk. Like I'm sure he was perfectly serviceable as a guitarist, but
what happens to somebody like him when they get thrown in the trash heap of the entertainment industry?
Well, I saw him at South By.
Oh, really?
My first South By. I was like walking from a parking garage into work, and I saw him with mini scarves, and I went,
"Yeah, jump scare."
It was literally a jump scare. Yeah,
he's scary. We've also got Tobey Maguire, who I'm on record as I've never thought that guy was cute, not for a single minute.
Dude.
And his now ex-wife, Jennifer Meyer, but this is when they were dating.
Okay.
We've got Beyonce with Jay-Z going to see Diddy's A Raisin in the Sun debut.
Could you give me a little more context on what that was?
Yeah, he made a Broadway show. He was in it, I guess.
Diddy was Broadway in A Raisin debut. In the Sun?
Uh-huh. And they were in the front row with Oprah Winfrey.
Nobody else available?
Right. Right. Question. Good question. Billy Bob's girlfriend, and she was pregnant. Connie Englund.
How young is this one?
She's 39 and he's 48. So actually not crazy.
Okay. Reasonably appropriate.
But gross. He's just gross. And then the last things I wanted to touch on were they've got Renee Zellweger and Jack Black. Sorry, Jack White.
Wrong one of Jack. One of our favorite couples at the time.
I loved this couple.
It was a good couple.
They were so odd. And then she, like, rebounded immediately and married that guy, Kenny Chesney, which was
short-lived.
Oh, girl, no. He's gay.
Well, okay, but yes, for sure. But I think
that's the rumor.
I'm confused about it because Nicole Kidman is she still with Keith Urban?
Yes, she's still with Keith Urban.
That is shocking to me that is still happening.
Yeah.
That man chews his hair.
Uh-huh.
Takes a daily to it.
Daily. And also gets it foiled.
I don't know. She does wigs.
They're corny, but
happy. It works, I guess. The thing about Jack White is that I used to fiend for him.
Definitely.
Same. I had on my digital camera photos of his butt with the Raconteurs in 2005.
No, we loved him.
The more I learn about him, the less I like him. He has not benefited from having a voice. What do you mean? Know what I mean? Well, he's a weirdo.
Oh, yeah.
He had that weird beef with the dude from the Black Keys.
Yes.
They were like, I invented blues rock, which is a crazy thing for two crackers to fight about.
And didn't they? They got into it at school drop-off.
Correct. In Nashville.
But you know what? I'm going to take Jack White's side on, not on the whether he started blues rock, because obviously
his music didn't. Is just like way more interesting than the Black Keys.
That, and also the other Black Keys guy was Michelle Branch's ate shit
the ex. The one that pressed charges for her on
when she slapped assault, him.
When she slapped him for cheating.
Uh-huh.
I cannot think of a lower thing a man can do. I mean, honestly, that really set a record.
I hope he never, ever, ever gets a date again. Ever.
And he's not, and he ain't cute.
Mm-mm.
His first ex-wife wrote a thing for, like, Slate magazine years ago about how, like, their marriage dissolved because he was cheating on the road.
Well, there you go, girl. Mm-hmm. We've also got Avril Lavigne newly with Derek Whibley, who she would later marry.
You would talk about someone whose the wheels fell off their face. I shouldn't say that. I think he suffered with a lot of addiction issues.
But he is also weird. I don't
But also weird. Abortion.
Final thing is Trump's fiance,
Melania.
This is when he got engaged to Melania. She was 33.
The graphic design on this, too, the rose border.
It's so silly. Yeah, basically he got a ring that was, did they say how big it was? Oh, 12 carats.
Good God. What?
Good God. Yeah.
How much would that possibly cost? That's a lot.
$2 million.
Okay. That's actually less than I would have even imagined.
Yeah. She is so pretty.
No, you gotta give it to her. She's actually really, truly stunning.
I mean.
And has had some really memeable moments.
And she's living in a hell of her own making.
Hell of her own making when she made the White House terrifying at Christmas.
Well, and then like,
and then got a note about it. And she was like, I don't care about this stuff.
And then she like was there. Her old assistant has like a recording of her bitching about it. For, yes, like, 30 I think
minutes. That's so funny.
So funny.
Because like, yeah, you know what? Fair point.
But like, she's also like, I don't care about this stupid Christmas tree.
It's like, yeah, that girl grew up in like
Slovenia,
which I think Slovenia is actually nicer than some of the other.
It's still pretty poor, I think.
No, it's poor, certainly. But
she was like, she grew up when it was like tropical climate, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's, I have my little geography app. Slovenia's like borders Italy, I think.
Oh, wow. Damn. Okay.
People forget.
We have now an ad.
Yeah.
From our very good friends over at Nabisco, who wanted to remind you that snacking doesn't have to be complicated, okay? You want a snack with 6 grams of carbs? Good news for those midday munchies. This is, and they've got like, they have it styled like it's a recipe card. Triscuit and cheddar snack.
Do we need a recipe for this?
Step one, cut 2/3 of an ounce of Kraft cheddar cheese in half.
Today I will teach you how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Step two, place 1 piece of cheese on each of 2 Triscuit crackers. Mix 1 serving, 2 topped crackers.
Someone went home today and said, honey, my copy was approved.
Can you believe how stupid
And they put
this
the Schindler filter on it, too, where everything is black and white except for the cheese and the cracker.
It's a full-page ad to tell you to put a little bit of cheese on a Triscuit.
This is why I will never rock with Gen X, because that was their job. Someone got paid a foolish amount of money to write the copy for the Nabisco account, and that was what they came up with.
That's what I'm saying. They are so spoiled. Shut
up. Spoiled attitude, and then your stupid children are spoiled too.
Stupid attitude. All right, and now we're getting into the best part of the entire issue, which is just miscellany.
I love it.
First up is on Loose Talk. The only quote I wanted to read was an insane one from Kelly Ripa. Mr. Trump, I'm very upset you're off the market. It's not for me. It's for my daughter.
Wait, what?
Ew.
Kelly Ripa, what a deranged thing to say.
Yeah. We're done.
Did he have a gun to your head?
Girl, I don't know.
Kelly Ripa, what?
I know. I'm like, I bet she'd be mortified if she saw.
That's the kind of thing you say about Kim Jong-un.
Right.
That's insane.
Right. Brittany battles heartache.
You should at her.
Yeah. Did you mean it? Wait, no. What do you mean? It's the kind of thing
Kelly
you say
Ripa,
about.
What did you mean by
the kind of thing you say about Kim Jong-un? What do you mean?
Well, I just mean like that's like you said something about that if you're in a country where you have to refer to
your president as
dear leader.
Yes, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm so sad that you have found a wife because I wanted to give you my child.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I was like, I'm confused about, wait, right, like why? Ew, yeah. That man was so old already at this point.
He was old. You don't offer your infant to him? That's disgusting. So crazy, Kelly.
So now we've got Britney battling heartache. Did a bout of rooftop sunbathing and a fast food diet cure Britney Spears' blues after the singer discovered her latest fling was already spoken for?
Yes, we discovered this last time.
So she and her mom were sunbathing on a roof in London. The temperature was a balmy 60 degrees.
And I love her for the commitment.
On the roof in a bikini. They felt the need to comment on her fuller figure.
She looks amazing, better than I've ever looked in my entire life.
I'm like, bitch, shut up. Leave her alone. She looks so good. She's rocking that little belly button piercing.
I love it. Also, she has Marlboros, which is interesting because she told us she's a Jenny Slim girl in the book.
Maybe she couldn't get Virginia Slims in London.
I bet you probably can't.
Yeah. It's Marlboros only, I guess.
I don't know. She could see how hard it is to get beautiful cigarettes in France now.
Okay, let's see. Next up is Jessica's eye-catching chest. They have a whole page about they've got Nick Lachey's eyeline
trained to his wife. Notice the eyeline and
bazongas.
I had to work backwards from it, Lindsay, because my eyes went.
And
boobs.
The thing is, they're such good boobs. We've talked about this so much, but God,
it's actually insane.
She really has some of the best set in the biz.
You would think I would be over this, as I now have bigger boobs that are my two elite employees. So like, you would think that I would, the mystique would be gone, but absolutely not. When you've got a good set, I gotta praise the Lord.
She's one of the prettiest people that's ever been made.
She's so pretty.
It's ridiculous.
She's like, she came out the womb with a golden tan.
Oh, she's so gorgeous. Yeah, I just thought that was really silly.
Also, it's like, what's the scandal here? That is his wife.
Right. Like, and we're all doing that.
And we are all doing it.
All looking at it. They have one of those cover stars things.
I know you love these. These are really interesting, actually.
They're so silly. Like, it's just kind of like, they say who, and they always say their hometown, which is kooky. I always forget Brad Pitt was born in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Do you know that?
I thought he was a Missouri guy.
He grew up in Missouri.
Shawnee, yeah. Oklahoma. That actually is kind of hot when you think about it applied to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And only from the territories.
Only him.
Yeah.
Britney Spears was on Marie Claire, and they said her shoot tunes were she sang along to Janet Jackson's All For You album. For lunch, she requested a tuna sandwich on white bread.
Bless.
And set scoop, pre-shoot, the wild child attended church services. That's sweet. Kelly Ripa was on Allure magazine, and the set scoop is, while trying on one posh outfit, Ripa said, I wish I could call every girl who was mean to me in high school. Now, this is another puzzling statement from Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa, what did you mean?
Because I'm pretty sure you were probably the mean girl in high school, Kelly Ripa.
Sorry to drop this word. Mean girl phenotype.
Yeah, she definitely had. She, like, and I love her. I think she's very funny.
I'm a big fan. I need her approval. I crave it like drugs.
But she was definitely mean.
No, mean girl for sure, dude.
And you want some more evidence that Scarlett Johansson is not a girl's girl? I've got it for you here, babe. She was on the cover of Elle, and it says, set scoop. admitted she didn't talk much to director Sofia Coppola on Lost in Translation.
So. Okay, that's crazy because Sofia
Coppola is a girl's girl.
And that's why you didn't get cast in other things, mama. And period. That's why Kristen Dunst gets cast in everything Sofia can put her in, you stupid cow.
Yeah, dumbass. Like, I mean, come on.
I'm hauling off about this. The thing about Scarlett Johansson is that she's incredibly beautiful and incredibly talented, and I have to hand it to her.
Right.
But all of her decisions are so baffling to me. I think it is betrays a lack of true girl's girlhoodness to pretend that you like Nick Cave. We should be past this.
Right.
That man sounds like ass. He sounds like me right now.
We're not trying to impress men by saying we like their stupid music.
We don't need to do that. Men like stupid, silly things. What, are you going to be into Beyblades next? You're being stupid.
Right. Beyblades. The next page that I wanted to touch on was The Record. And this is, again, one of those random grab bags where they just sort of go.
A dense page.
But the only one that I wanted to address specifically was this is when Lana Wachowski came out as trans.
Okay.
And they were still dead-naming her.
Yeah, they were.
At the time. So, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, Matrix star Wachowski, 38, is prepping for a sex change operation, and will go by the name Linda. She chose Lana.
Lana was a better call.
Yeah. Wachowski and her wife, I'm going to change it for my sake, of 9 years, Thea Bloom, are in the middle of a divorce. Wachowski's rep did not comment. It turns out Lana got remarried, I think, in like 2009 and has been married since to the same individual. And then what's the other Wachowski sister?
Oh.
She's been married to the same woman.
It also starts with an L, actually.
Yeah. It's like Laura or something.
Something like that. I actually use them. So Craig and I play MovieDoll.xyz, where it's like you can see who the director is, but like only however many letters are in their name or whatever. But I always can tell when it's Wachowski's.
Right, because it's a long-ass last name. Let's see. Next up.
Who it is?
This is Trish, the most hated woman on TV. And this was a contestant on The Bachelor. And this was...
well, we clearly forgot about her.
Dad's best friend, Jesse Palmer's season.
Mm-hmm.
What is this noise?
I'm wondering the same thing, Diva.
What is going on? Maybe I have to hold my mic. Okay.
It does sound like we're in like a crazy hallway.
It does. So Jesse Palmer, I had to look this up too because I didn't know, first of all, that he had been on The Bachelor. Is it this? Maybe it was this. There we go. Jesse Palmer.
Angelique, I am so sorry, girl.
I know, our friend that listens. Bless. Yeah, if you'll just hold that cord over there.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, so Jesse Palmer was The Bachelor. I guess I'd forgotten until, or maybe never knew it until recently.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I mean, again, I knew Dad hates him, but I didn't know that he had,
made unfair commentary about Texas A&M.
Of course. He ended up being with the winner of his season for a few weeks after they
wrapped
filming, and he didn't get married until 2020.
That something's wrong with you and this economy when the supply and the demand are that supply side.
Yeah.
I know. Demand side rather for men.
I know. I was talking about this with Parker the other day about like just how lopsided the dating market is. Cause we watched The Lobster and he was like, the thing is even the weirdest guy, you know, can get married if he wants to.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Oh, I know.
It's crazy.
It is bananas. So it's like when you see someone like that, it's like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah, something pathological.
I agree.
So why the girls hate her? She's stuck up. The 28-year-old Fort Lauderdale, Florida-based model and restaurant hostess, one thing she doesn't like to brag about, has a serious superiority complex. She acted like she was so much better than us, said recent reject Karen Lindsay, a 28-year-old pharmaceutical sales rep and former Miss Rhode Island. I've done the same amount of modeling.
Former. You can't help yourself.
I'm having
Alexander did weep.
I've done the same amount of modeling. She does catalog stuff. Specifically, Trish has posed in scrubs and nursing uniforms for a beauty supply and for a beauty supply company.
Oh, baby.
She's antisocial. Trish wouldn't join in the conversation and was very snotty, recalls Karen, who wasn't impressed with Trish's foul mouth either. It was effing this and effing that.
She sounds like an icon.
I know. That's what I'm like. She sounds like a really funny brat, to be honest.
I'm like really into her whole thing at this point.
And then her most memorable moments. Number one, flaunts her affair with a married man. We don't love that.
Never mind.
In a threesome with married women. Total number of sexual partners, 30 to 35, she estimates.
Okay.
Number two, sunbathes in the nude. Okay, she did wear that piece of dental floss, but do 14 other women really care to see that? So they've got a picture of her sunbathing in a thong.
When producers found this type of woman,
they were like, let's go, baby. I'm about to get another beach house.
It's hard to find them now because everyone self-produces. This is like the kind of woman, it's a gold mine.
I know, absolutely. She described, trashes the others, described Susie as a blabbering idiot and Tara as a spoiled bitch. Okay.
Dude, I'm telling you, the way that it felt to call someone a bitch in 2004
is potent.
I do it again.
The OC's Rachel Bilson shared
so
her
cute.
Favorite
Look at her.
Things. Yeah, she's
banana so milkshakes. You better, you're so wholesome.
So she, I don't know if you remembered her turn in the last, I guess it was last year, because I think I was at Disneyland reading this while I was in the bathroom with Marigold. She dated Bill Hader, and they had just broken up, and she was talking about how she had not had.
You're always having fun.
She had not. Just thinking about you. I am always having fun.
Thinking about you reading this while you're in the bathroom with your toddler
at Disneyland. I know. She was on some podcast oversharing about how she had not had a, let's say, pleasing encounter with a man
until Bill Hader, right?
Until she was like 35 years old,
and people did the math and were like, Bill Hader is laying pipe.
Yeah, pretty much. But I was like, uh-oh, she had dated Adam Brody for like years.
That's
before this.
Such a subtweet.
She was like, he's bad in bed, girls.
She said, enjoy him, Leighton Meester.
She her included favorite things were banana milkshakes, Britney Spears, that Mario Badescu drying lotion that smells like sulfur.
That sounds like cancer too. Like the lotion dries you?
It dries your zits out.
Oh, yeah. That's actually, yeah.
I can't Mom had some at one point that she let me use.
Girl, of course she did.
Because it was in these magazines all the time.
When I think of Mom, I think about a drawer full of product.
Yeah, barely used product. MAC Louboutin Red Nail Lacquer and a Bobbi Brown Shimmer Brick.
I actually really love all of this for her, and it makes me like her more.
Me too. I like her a lot. She's a good egg. Okay.
Sorry, am I seeing Savage Garden here?
No, Savage Review is what I was going to say.
Oh.
I guess I skipped some things somehow. Where did this go? Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Ashley Simpson was stepping out, trying to create a name for herself. And this is like her, they said her album autobiography, tentatively due out July 20th. One of the tunes, Shadow, was about Jessica. Ashley, who co-stars on Seventh Heaven, told the crowd of about 90 people at this show, including Jessica and Nick Lachey, that this song is about finding my own identity. Sample lyrics? I was living in the shadow of someone else's dream, trying to find a hand to hold, but every touch felt cold. I was living in a nightmare, a never-ending dream, but now that I am wide awake, my chains are finally free, so don't feel sorry for me. And then that's end of quote, and then they just wrote, okay.
Did you write this?
This 19-year-old girl is, like, telling her truth.
Okay.
And they're like,
I knew a girl that knew them, actually.
The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm. She went to church with them in Dallas. She said they were both extremely sweet people.
And that their dad is gay. A stack of strawberry pancakes. Okay, Barbara Walters had the most...
What is this?
Possibly the most tone-deaf thing I've ever heard.
Oh,
this
God.
Is like, this takes the shamelessness of this era up a notch.
Oh, no, Lindsay.
So, when ABC promoted the April 30th, 2020 special, Be My Baby, it was blasted for billing the documentary-style program about five couples vying to adopt Liam, the child of Ohio native Jessica Bone, as the ultimate reality show.
They made couples fight it out on television to adopt a baby?
Yes.
That is disgusting.
The promos were yanked and Barbara Walters apologized, admitting,
yeah,
we made
bet.
A mistake. Now the players fill us in on life after their televised path to parenthood. The couples, we weren't happy with the way they made it seem like a competition, says the woman who eventually actually adopted the son.
Yeah, I'm sure you... I'm sure you're doing fine now, babe. You got the baby.
Yeah. As for also Rans, Steve, and Kathy, we've adopted, and our son Alex is 4 months old. Okay, great. The adoption agency says Jennifer Miranda of A Child's Waiting in Ohio, the show's goal was to accurately portray an open adoption, and I think that's what they did. We've already received calls from around the world. Boy, I can't talk tonight. My mouth is blip, 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 blip. Whatever.
What are you gonna do? I'm just giving you a hard time for loving to talk so much that you have to add syllables.
I do. So yeah, anyways, it's this teen mom. She was a junior in high school and was looking for parents for her baby, and they made it like a competition.
That's pretty nasty.
Goofy. Okay. Last two things I want to say before we wrap up and say birthdays. They have reviews for two, I would describe, sort of seminal pieces of ephemera from this era.
Okay.
One is New York Minute, which we mentioned earlier. They gave it 1 star and says, final say, this minute seemed like hours.
I remember having a good time at the movies.
I did too. It was made for our age range though. Yeah. So, yeah, very stupid. They also absolutely shred word to Jack Osborne, who plays Roxy's band manager. Don't hold your breath for a big screen career.
Well, here's what I'll say about that is that Jack Osborne has actually had a decent amount of television appearances since then. He has a ghost hunting show.
Yeah.
He was on Special Forces.
There you go.
I think he's done a lot of paranormal shit for the Discovery Channel.
Yeah. He's doing okay.
Good. And you know what? He has MS. So you're a bitch.
He does?
Yeah.
That's really sad.
No, and he went on Special Forces and he did pretty well.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
They also did touch briefly on Best Week Ever, which I guess had just started. They gave that 3 stars out of 3.
As well they should. That was a good show.
Also, the same day as New York Minute, Super Size Me came out.
I think Hannah Smith shared something about this today. Did she? Actually, weirdly, how he did not disclose the fact that he was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And his liver was, incredibly swollen.
Right. Due to how much alcohol
due he to was the alcohol drinking. And less so the McDonald's.
Yeah. It was 2.5 stars they gave it. But apparently, they said, this may just be the reason why the fast food giant recently decided to pull the supersize option off their menu.
Well.
Which is, I would say, probably for the best, I guess.
Fair, I suppose. But I have my other beefs with McDonald's. Chiefly that they're just unreliable and the quality has gone to shit and the prices have gone up and it looks
like... And why can't I get a McFlurry?
I can't get a McFlurry hardly anywhere. It looks like hospice care outside. There's no fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's no joy.
Yeah.
Frequently, the food is tossed to me wordlessly. not frequently. I'm not there enough for it to be frequent.
But you were when you were pregnant. So
when I was pregnant, baby, I was there all the time. This baby was built by McDoubles.
Absolutely. And she is perfect. And
it turned out perfect.
Yeah. If you're pregnant, you should just eat a bunch of McDoubles.
It's McDoubles and bagels, babe.
The last thing I want to say before we close is just a very, very warm happy birthday to Mother and Mother, Kate Blanchett and Sofia Coppola.
Mother and Mother.
We love you both so much. All right, bye.
Bye.